Hello, friends. This is Rodney Balance, and welcome back to I Control My Money. This is a segment that I look forward to bringing you every week because this is the Ask the Expert segment. And today we have Glenn Mosseller from Eastern North Carolina, actually Greensboro, North Carolina. And you can hear Glenn on our show on 94.5 FM on WPTI out of Greensboro on the iHeartRadio network. So, Glenn, I appreciate you joining us back here again today. Thank you for bringing us to Greensboro, by the way. We have some great listeners over there, including my sister, who lives in Greensboro, by the way. And we're just gaining a lot of knowledge and information by your segments here. Now, welcome to the show, Glenn.
Oh, thank you, Rod. It's good to be back.
Absolutely, buddy. Hey, man, last week you alluded to a taxation issue. You were explaining to us, you were answering an email from Margie in West Virginia about earned income thresholds and how it can reduce your Social Security revenues if you earn past a certain point. You did a great job of explaining that in detail so we all understand what type of income would reduce our Social Security revenues and what doesn't. And you prove the point that financial leadership works when I tell people to take dividends or rental income as in their retirement years. And so today I want you to expound upon just a little bit the taxation issue that you alluded to during that conversation. You think you could pick that up and run with it?
Sure. One of the things that we look at when we're looking at the taxation or the potential taxation of your Social Security benefits is we have to look at what is your other income, and there are certain thresholds that we look at, and when we're figuring out your taxes and how much of your Social Security could be subject to taxation, we first of all take the amount of Social Security that comes into the household as a benefit. And then we take half of that number and we add it to the worksheet. And then we take all of your other income and we add it to the worksheet. And if those numbers add up to more than $32,000 a year for a married couple, then a portion of Social Security benefits would be subject to taxation. And if those numbers add up to more than $25,000 a year as a single person, then part of their Social Security benefits would be subject to taxation.
And that's your adjusted gross income, right?
That's that's not exactly the adjusted gross income. What ends up happening is when we take the amount of Social Security that's subject to taxation, that would be added together, you know, on your 1040, and when that number is added onto the 1040 after going through the worksheet, at that point in time we'll see if any of the Social Security benefits are included with the adjusted gross income or not, because it's possible that if the worksheet numbers stay underneath the threshold, then none of the Social Security is going to be added to the adjusted gross income.
That's what we want to see. Make sure none of our folks are taxed any more than they have to be. That's great. Okay, so what types of things could people do to prevent over taxation or excessive taxation in a situation like you're talking about?
Well, I mean, it all depends upon where your income is coming from and the source of your income. If you've got income that you're drawing from a 401k or an IRA or something of that nature, where you have control over when you take distributions and how you take distributions, then that can be strategically done in such a way that you can keep Social Security from being taxed, or at least limit how much of it's being taxed, depending upon how you take income. If you're in a situation where you have recurring, you know, revenue and income that you can't really stop, then that's a situation where there's not a whole lot we can do, because if it's a regular check that comes automatically, then you don't have any control over whether or not and when you take that income. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So if it's like a lifetime income from an annuity or a pension or something like that, you really have no control over that. So you can't, there's nothing you can do about it, right?
Well, strategically, there's nothing really that you can do in terms of protecting Social Security income at that point, because as we talked about just a minute ago, when we're looking at Social Security and how it can be subject to taxation, we look at the Social Security benefit, and then the formula adds in other income. And as I say, if we have other income that's coming onto that worksheet, then if it's something that we can determine and make a withdrawal or a distribution out of a particular account, we can control that much more easily than we can if something is coming automatically.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, that makes perfect sense. And folks, again, if you've got specific questions, you can always send us an email to questions@icontrolmymoney.org, questions@icontrolmymoney.org, or visit our website at icontrolmymoney.org and find an advisor like Glenn Mosseller over in Greensboro, North Carolina, and send us an email, call us. If you can't find the contact information, we'll help you. We will gladly put you in touch with one of these experts to make sure all of your questions, all of your needs, and all of your plans are addressed and taken care of effectively. Glenn, once again, man, this time just flies by when we're talking, but I really appreciate you joining me again today.
Oh, absolutely, Rod. I love joining the show.
All right. I look forward to talking to you again real soon, and thanks again for sharing your expertise, and I hope a bunch of these folks give you a call and keep you busy asking questions.
Absolutely. Look forward to it. I hope I can help a lot of folks.
All right. And folks, once again, you know, we talk about preventative finance as we do preventative medicine and financial leadership. That's what that is. It is preventative finance. Preventative, it means that we'd rather prevent you from suffering from a financial disaster than have to clean up after it. And all of our guests, all of our experts, such as Glenn, they're on here to help you prevent making mistakes and help you plan for making a quality life that you'll enjoy for years and decades to come. So thank you again for joining us on this segment. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about money and how you can have more of it and give Uncle Sam maybe less of it. So stick around after these messages. We'll be right back with more I Control My Money right after this.